At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If business is really something that you want to do, you have to be willing to sacrifice. I done pulled so many freaking all-nighters just to like put extra hours into my business. You can't expect to do the things that normal people do or average people do and be able to live this successful life.
Know your why. Your brand needs to be deeper than just starting a brand, starting a clothing brand, starting doing graphics. No, what is the why? What's the thing that's going to pull on people's heartstrings? That's what's really going to create sales and make your brand grow.
If you're starting a business, money and revenue is the core of your business. Network and seek mentorship. There are people out there who are already doing the things that you're doing. Why not use them as a cheat code? Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Trevion.
I'm Yanni.
Hey, y'all, I'm Jada.
Why do I do this?
I don't know. That was crazy. It's your favorite thing in the world. Trey gonna be 90 talking about.
Right.
That's how I be rolling up the money.
You gonna see your grandkids. They're gonna be like, granddad. You gonna be like,
yo. Hey, what's up, youngin?
Yes.
Yo. All right. So today we are talking about 5 tips plus a bonus. Are we doing a bonus? Yeah, all right, we're doing a bonus on 5 tips of starting your business. Now, we are not about to be talking about you got to start up the LLC, you got to do this, get the EIN number. You should already know that. And if you're starting a business, and if you don't, you shouldn't be starting one right now.
And don't be in a rush because you may change your business name.
I feel that.
That's so real. Make sure when you start that thing, make sure this is exactly, you know exactly this is what you want to lock in on.
Oh, nah, that's real. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Because people can change their mind. And if you being impulsive, it may differ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Definitely. Who wants to go with the first tip?
Okay, so I'll go. Mine is to focus on customer retention for slow seasons. So once you already get the customer acquisition and you acquire those different customers, it's best to continue to have set the expectation. Like the expectation that you first give them during the first impression, that's the expectation that you create moving forward. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So how did I put it? I put the first impression you make is the expectation you create, basically. So the expectation that you create, you just really have to be intentional on how do I continue to operate and deliver at the times promised, and make sure that you communicate. And I'm saying this from a perspective where I was once a person who didn't communicate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's would be my first one, is continue to build customer retention.
Okay. Do you have an example on when you did that specifically for your business?
Yeah, so now now and then, but then it was a lot more rockier than now.
What
because
did you do?
What did I do? I continued to perfect my skill.
Okay.
Make sure that I perfected my, in that season, I continued to perfect my skill and do the things that was necessary in order to, like, if they say they want to change and stuff, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let's make that change. And then now what I'm doing is focusing on delivery and communication and all those things. So
then for you, that means customer service and your skill is what help with client retention.
Yeah, basically.
That's
customer
good.
Customer service and skills.
So y'all, that's a good takeaway. I can go next. One thing I would give is, I'm gonna mesh these together. Posting content and gathering data. Okay, so this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna post your content because you're not gonna build you're not gonna build clientele. You're not gonna get sales if nobody can see your stuff, and you can't just rely on, you know what I'm saying, even though word of mouth does work for some people. So I guess it really depends.
On what you do.
Yeah, exactly. What you do, like what service you provide or what products you sell. But definitely post your content consistently. And I know you hear this all the time, but I promise y'all, it'd be the cliche stuff that works. Like, we all have posted content. It's been fruitful for all of us. Pretty sure every business owner has been fruitful for every business owner. So post your content. If I were to recommend a platform, I would recommend, I feel like TikTok is good for fast success, like blowing up, because they prioritize a lot of like new videos. Whereas Instagram, they prioritize like who's following you. And it's more a community based on Instagram. So I personally like Instagram. So yeah, Instagram, and make sure you have a place where you're gathering them on your own like website. You're gathering data, so you're not just posting content, but you're directing them to a website or some type of funnel where you can get their text number, get their number or get their email. I personally recommend text. I don't really use email because nobody really checks their emails like that. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's really tapped in. If you do, it's just quickly checking stuff. But I realized that text is more efficient for getting sales and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That's good. We love to say that. That's good. That's good.
That's good. That's good for real.
But nah. Okay, so mine more so has to do with your target audience and like the things that you create. So, one thing that I've learned that's extremely important is really, really knowing your audience down to the T. So knowing exactly what they like, what do they want to see? What do they care about? What are their hobbies? Like, what type of places do they like to go to? Are they single? Are they married? What color are they? Like, all those things. Like, you should know so many details about your ideal target. Like, you should be able to point them out in a crowd. And so I've learned that that's extremely important, because now when I create content, I've been able to see that I can create content exactly for my target audience. When I'm branding, I could create my brand or the things that go into my branding around what I know my target audience likes. I know what type of shoots my target audience will like, and I know what they won't like.
Yep.
And I realized that I think I'm starting to really get this down. Once I was able to like grow Jael Instagram from like 6,000 to like 58,000 by like learning these things, and now with Ellis Sewing Company being able to get that account to get an extra 3,000 followers in just a matter of like a week or two, just by doing the same thing. Like, I literally took time to write out, okay, what is it that my audience wants to see? Like, what are all the things that I know about them, and what are the things that I think will do well? And I'm seeing the results of that. So I feel like it's important to truly, truly know what your audience wants, because then you'll know how to move, what decisions to make, how to present yourself, and how to show up in your business if you know exactly what your audience wants to see. Not what you want to post, but what your audience wants to see.
That is good. Next thing that I have for myself is to study the market. And this is important because when you study the market, you know exactly what's going on. You're update with the times and different things like that. Like, you never want to get to a point in your business where you get washed out because you can't keep up with the times. Prime example, ChatGPT. That's something that a lot of people are using. AI, all of these generated AI tools and artificial intelligence. That's what AI is. All of these tools that is allowing people to do the work faster. So, for example, there's people that I know that are doing graphics and they don't use AI, and that's cool. But I noticed that I can do certain things on my own without AI, but it just moves the process a lot faster. If I want to, you know, clear somebody's skin up or different things like that, I can do that within Photoshop, within, you know, Final Cut, Premiere, or CapCut, all of those different apps. They have AI softwares in these softwares now. So that's why AI is important. And also, the way that I study the market is by looking at what my competitors are doing. I've even had people like do this, and this is something that Dave and Donnie had mentioned one time, basically where you go to your competitors and like work with them and see like what's their process and how do they operate and different things like that. How do they accept the order? How do they accept payments? Those are different things in order to study the market. And then another example as far as studying the market is just like, for me with YouTube and video editing thumbnails, I was working with podcasters and entertainers. And so within that, there's variations of the thumbnails. So with the entertainers, they were creating podcast. I mean, they were creating thumbnails and their thumbnails were basically changing. It went from a bunch of colors and emojis to now they want them simple. The podcast thumbnails, they went from, you know, wanting like a bunch of text on it, all these different things, to now they want them simple. So that was something that I learned. Same thing with video editing. There was, you got to add effects and music and all this stuff. And now people want raw and authentic content. So that is what I learned through studying the market.
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got Silent Library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing?
Go stand subscribe. Go stand on business.
Stand on business, yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
That's good. I feel like I'm also, in my YouTube videos, I like my stuff really simple. I used to have a lot of edits and stuff, but I'm like, the simple stuff is good, you know?
Yeah, because it makes people feel as though like you're really there with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like stuff is always going to change, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I feel like, I don't know, even with content, people used to want like to see, I don't know, just I don't know what you would call it. I feel like there's definitely been a change in content.
I agree.
To where people are wanting quality content again. I feel like we went through a phase of like a good maybe 2 years or so where people didn't really care about quality content. They just wanted you to keep putting stuff out. Mm-hmm. But now people want to like want you to tell a story. Now people really want you to, they want to see creativity. I heard someone call it like evergreen content, like content that will literally like be just as impactful now as it will be like
later on
years, you know, like even when you think about dance challenges and stuff, that stuff like that is only useful for like while the dance is cool, but it's not gonna really matter that much, you know, like later down the line. And so I feel like with content, the really really like short 3-second reels started becoming a thing, or 5-second
reels. No, for real.
No, yeah. That was.
But I feel like now I'm starting to see them get longer again, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, like I got more time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, ooh, so much I'm trying to get.
No, because them 3 to 5 seconds reels, they started to basically become loops. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I would say stuff like what we're doing as far as the podcast and stuff, this is like evergreen content.
Because
no matter what phase of life you're going through, like you can come and listen to this in order to, you know what I'm saying, get your life organized.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my other tip, I have Know Your Why. So there's this book I'm reading called literally Know Your Why by Simon Sinek, and I hope I said that right, but Know Your Why. So there's this thing called the Golden Circle. Y'all are not going to be able to see it, but it's a golden circle. Y'all can search it up on Google. Search up Golden Circle, Know Your Why, and it's going to come up. But basically in the circle, it's three circles. In the bullseye part, it says it's a why. It says why. On the middle, in the middle circle, is how. And on the outer circle is what. And so this is basically the different like dimensions on how people market. So when a lot of people market, they go straight, they use the what. So they say, oh, I have some nice jeans. That's, you know, buy these jeans, I have nice jeans. Or, oh, I have a Christian streetwear brand. I sell Christian streetwear, support my Christian streetwear brand. You know what I'm saying? Or I sell graphics. You know, I do graphics, buy my graphics or whatever. But that's the what, that's the outer, that's so surface level. If you want to actually convert sales and build a community, use the why. Sell the why on why you started your brand. Jael started her brand for women who love the luxury feel and who live above average. Trey, he sells an experience. He doesn't make graphics. He doesn't just edit videos. He creates stories for people who want to tell their story. Me, I don't just have a Christian streetwear brand. My why is to inspire young adults to walk wisely with God in a world filled with distractions. So that's even telling you your brand needs to be deeper than just starting a brand, starting a clothing brand, starting doing graphics. No, what is the why? What's the thing that's going to pull on people's heartstrings? That's what's really going to create sales and make your brand grow and be like long lasting too, because it's not just going to be like, oh, this is just the thing that they're doing, it's cool, it's trendy. No, you have a why that's actually getting people interested. So
that's real.
Yeah,
because with that, like with the whole like why, it kind of, it's like, for example, like Apple, and like how you said everybody creates these brands and experiences, but it's like the reason why Apple wins is because they have like the health app, all of these different features on the phone that is different from all of the other softwares. Yep. So that's good.
Okay, so I was thinking what I wanted my last point to be, and I got it. So my last point would be, for anybody that's like just new in business or just things that you should know as like, I don't know, new entrepreneur, whatever the case may be, you have to be okay with sacrifice. If business is really something that you want to do, this is something you see yourself doing long term, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to sacrifice when it comes to money. That could mean working a job until your business takes off, or not going and spending extra money on certain clothes and shoes and going out. You have to be willing to sacrifice when it comes to your time. I done pulled so many freaking all-nighters just to like put extra hours into my business. You have to be willing to just sacrifice in general. There's so much that goes into being successful that it's going to require more of you. You can't expect to do the things that normal people do or average people do and just be able to live this successful life. If you want to get to a certain place in life and you want it to happen sooner than later, in order for it to happen sooner, you're going to have to sacrifice now. And so I feel like that is something that's super important. And even just something that I feel like the importance of that has been growing in my life lately. Like, I've just been realizing like, okay, yeah, I'm getting more okay with sacrifice. Like, I realize that this is what's needed in order for me to reach my goals. And so don't think that, oh, I'm becoming an entrepreneur and I'm gonna still just go out and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, it don't work like that, for real.
That
like,
part.
You won't get to where you want to be if you're just doing whatever you want. So I would say sacrifice is definitely something that you need to be okay with if you're going to be an entrepreneur.
For sure. And one thing to end it off that I have is to network and seek mentorship. And the reason that I say this is because there are people out there who are already doing the things that you're doing. And so why not use them as a cheat code and continue to allow them to see, like, guide you in the direction that you should take? If you're starting a business, money and revenue is the core of your business. So you have to make money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so with that, you need people in your life, and you need to go to.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Conferences and different things like that, in order to allow people to give you guidance and let you know you are doing this wrong and you're about to go broke, or you're about to go out of business because you're not making money. And that's what a business is. Or else you may create, I'm trying to think of the exact word, but you may create like a what's the word that I'm looking for, like a foundation, not a foundation, a fundraiser. Like different things like that, like stuff where it's like you're not necessarily gaining anything back from it.
Nonprofit?
Yeah, a nonprofit or a fundraiser nonprofit. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Nonprofit. Nonprofit organization.
So like a nonprofit, I was trying to think of the word, but a nonprofit, you won't make money. In a business, you do make money. So it's like doing the things that is necessary in order to just generate money. And you seeking mentorship and networking, it gives you relationships, resources, all of those things.
That's good.
I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
I actually think I've been thinking about this actually for a while, but I think that it's important. I wish I would have did this sooner. I think it's important for anybody that's like new to entrepreneurship to take a sales course or do door-to-door sales or do something like that. One, it gets you comfortable with rejection. Everybody's not going to want whatever product you have. But two, learning how to sell is a really dope skill. I feel like the only time I practice like selling is whenever I'm like verbally selling, not like, oh, typing up a caption and trying to sell. The only time I do that is when I would do like webinars. And it would be something I would like stay up practicing. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. This is how I'm going to be able to tap into this person's emotion to really connect with them and show them like what I'm selling is something that they truly do need and see so they can see the value. But knowing how to sell is one of the best skills to have if you're an entrepreneur, because once you know how to actually sell products, then that's able to translate just like through whatever you do in your business. You're actually able to make money. You can sell, whether it is through messages, whether it is through captions, whether it's in person. And so definitely, if you're new to entrepreneurship, I honestly recommend learning how to sell. If you could just even go out and to a park and just try selling some random stuff just so you could practice selling, that is going to put you in a much better place. And it's just it's a valuable skill to have. Like, you want to make sure you know how to go out and make money.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brand in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship, and this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people before the ebook. It's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
That's good.
That is good.
You gotta learn how to sell.
Here we go. Yeah. That is good.
It'd be good for real.
Dude.
Like,
but sometimes we'd be guessing it. We'd be like, that's good.
That'd be you.
No, that don't. Anyway, let's get to Make It Make Sense.
All right, so today,
where we give advice to young adults growing through life,
period. So today's question is, what should I do if I feel like I'm falling behind in life compared to my peers?
That's the silence. I'm thinking.
Wait, read the question one more time.
What should I do if I feel like I'm falling behind in life compared to my peers?
Well, one, stop comparing.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Different people are going to be on different paths. And if you're actually trying, like, because there's some people that compare but are actually not doing anything.
I was just about to say, some people be falling behind because you ain't doing the work.
So if you feel like you're actually doing the work and you're actually putting in a grind, really in the lab for real, then stop comparing. Because different people have different upbringings. Different people are going to have different paths and different challenges. Everybody's going through a different journey. So stop comparing if you're actually doing the work. If you're not doing the work, you got to get in the lab.
If you're not doing the work, I'm sorry to
you. You got to put some work in.
Literally.
That is real. I feel as though if you believe that you are falling behind because you're in, it's basically comparison. You're comparing yourself to somebody else's journey. I just think that it's necessary to realize that everything happens in like different seasons, and it's like a pattern or a rhythm of you get into where you desire to be or you aspire to be. For example, a millionaire, they don't just become a millionaire overnight. They don't just do this one thing and hit a million. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They go through the trials. Mm-hmm. They go through the ups and downs. They have a win. They make a certain amount of money this mark. They hit this milestone. Then it gets quiet for some time, and then they go back up. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they finally acquire becoming a millionaire or whatever the big thing is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just happen overnight. And I just think that if you are doing the work, definitely just stay on course. Like we said in a previous episode or in an episode, we don't know when this is going to drop. So an episode where it's basically you're just saying, like, you're basically just planting a seed and allowing it to grow based off of like the work that you're doing.
That's real.
Yeah.
So I actually would say that if you are looking at someone else's life. And like I said, you're comparing yourself. You're comparing yourself because I guess maybe looking at someone else's life makes you feel bad about yours. I'm not gonna lie, I think that's okay, because that feeling that you're feeling, how like you feel bad about, I don't know, just like I said, where your life is, that shows that you are discontent, like with something in your life. And like, it honestly depends on what it is, like, but if it has to do with like, you see someone excelling in a certain area and it makes you feel like, dang, like this is, I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
That just honestly shows you this is something I need to work on. Now, the goal is not to become jealous or just harp on the fact that they have these things going on for themselves. But that person in that moment is being a reflection and showing you, oh, these are areas that I need to work on in my life. If you see a person and they're going out and networking with people every single weekend, and you're like, and your automatic thought is, dang, like, I wish I was doing stuff like that. It's just showing you that, well, maybe you need to go out and network every single weekend.
Yeah.
And so I say the healthiest way I would say to deal with that feeling, it's like, use it as a guide to show you, oh, these are areas in my life that need to be worked on. Don't like continue to compare yourself, right, but ask yourself, well, why do I feel some type of way about this person accomplishing these things? Or why do I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if you're comparing, you're really looking at like, oh, my life is down here and this person's life is up here. Well, that can be fixed. You can see, well, what is this person doing that I'm not doing? And if those things are like morally okay, then you can be like, okay, this is just showing me that there are certain areas that I need to work on, you know?
That's good.
And so that's how I would look at it.
That's good.
That's real, for real. That's good.
I'm over y'all of this. That's good.
You act like you don't do it.
I'm never saying that's good again.
I mean, like, that's real.
That's right. No different. Anyway, that is the end of this episode, y'all. Go ahead and comment business in the comments below. Let us know what you learned from the episode, what you're currently working on
comment
in your business.
Comment business, naive.
Just comment business, please. Throwing them people off.
Comment business, naive.
Naive?
Yeah.
What is that?
Huh?
Right.
Exactly. I used to hear that biz naive when I was younger. When like, you what language in, is that?
That was biz in naive. The 1800s. Please.
Comment biz naive.
What does that even mean?
You don't even know how
it's
to spell
business.
It.
Biz naive?
Yes.
Biz naive?
Get on your...
Why are you saying it like that?
Exactly. You're trying to say it
with it. You said biz naive race? That's what you said it as.
We just need to put a conciliation of every time Trey talk about a race.
Bruh,
I don't like white girls.
Look at you bringing up the past.
Now he's talking about...
Let's talk about how you don't talk like height and all this other stuff.
I said I would never talk about a short man's height again.
And I have never talked about a white woman. You have brought it up in every instance.
Trey,
I never
have
talked about a white woman in the most recent times.
Okay, can you, right here,
no,
it,
we're not
editing,
doing that.
Can you edit the clip?
And I promise you this episode
Trey
won't
said
drop.
Said in the episode.
And I promise you this going to get cut out too.
Trey said in the episode, I don't like white women.
And I promise you this going to get cut out before
but just
it drop.
Know that, like always, I always come back and say, me and Yanni, we love all races.
And I do too.
If you're another race, don't feel like you're not welcome here because of the church.
No, if you're another race, you don't be sensitive to the fact that a joke is made.
Bruh.
Like, just, what? I'm so confused.
You just threw shade.
I said shrimp fried rice. We like shrimp fried
That's
rice.
That's not how you said it.
She said biz naive. I said shrimp fried rice, chicken wing.
Like, it's the way you said it.
You were saying biz naive, biz naive, biz naive. Like, what? You don't want to start.
I said biz naive. Biz naive.
Just add on to it. I eat Chinese food. I like my little, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's a problem. If anybody felt that's a problem, I am apologetic of it. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to sit here in front for the camera.
All right.
If you feel a certain way, speak up now.
Miss Naive.
It's both of y'all at this point.
What? I'm saying Miss Naive. You said it.
It's not like
a, I don't feel convicted Asian about word. What I said.
I didn't say it with an accent.
Bruh. Who Miss said Naive? It? Miss Naive. You're the one that put a race. Y'all are the one that put a race on it. No, I literally just said Miss Naive.
Go into it. No, yo. You tried to say it with an accent.
I literally said Miss Naive.
Bruh.
You was not.
I said Miss Naive.
Bruh, that's what I mean though. Like, I'm not saying, like, me joking around, I'm not saying, like, oh, I dislike these people. I like my Chinese people and I like the food that they made.
You said Miss Naive. You didn't even.
That's what I'm saying.
But you said surefire rye. You didn't even just say
rye.
You didn't even say like.
No, I
didn't say it. She kept emphasizing it. She said, "You said surefire rye."
First of all, he said rice.
See, that'd be Jada trying to flip the script and push a narrative. You be trying to push a narrative that I'm racist. I'm not like that.
You didn't add the C-E to the rice.
Yes, I did. I said shrimp fried rice.
You said shrimp fried rice. I know what I heard. Why did that?
All I said was Ms. Naive.
Well, like I said,
I didn't say nothing about people. A race. I literally just said it the way Jada said it.
You didn't say it like me.
I said Miss Naive.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
You know what? Like I said,
I don't know about y'all. You're the one that put a race on it. So you traded.
Bro, I didn't put a race. I just said shrimp fried rice. We know what shrimp fried rice is.
Whatever, bro. Anyways. I love all races.
I do so too. Why? Stop trying to exclude
exactly.
us. I'm just stating a personal statement.
Just because you feel convicted about me saying shrimp fried rice, like
anyway,
not rye.
She said shrimp fried rice, right? Like, why do you keep emphasizing?
That's what you.
Oh my gosh! I love all races too.
I do too. I rock with y'all.
All right, now.
If I seen a homeless Chinese man, I would be willing to help.
Amen.
I've never seen a homeless Chinese man.
That's because they get their paper.
Either.
And they do what
so
they need to do.
So what you trying to say about the other people?
Bro, we can be real. Everybody ain't willing to work. So, but that's a whole another conversation for another day. But the things that I'm saying, nobody can't, you know, address me about it in a hostile way, because it's like I said what I said, but at the same time, if you feel offended, I do apologize.
Okay.
That's all right.
Like, you're trying to make us a bad guy.
I know, like, she's not saying, like, to any white woman out there, any white person, like, what are we doing all that? Bro, you brought up the past episode. You bring it up a few times. It's like, they saw that episode. You want me to pinpoint the exact episode? It's the episode about relationships. Go watch what I said. Ain't no conviction in what I said.
Bruh, it's a joke.
No, it's a joke.
Like,
And then she said, shrimp fried rice, right?
Right. That's what you said.
Episode done.
Anyways, follow us on all platforms.
And comment Biz Naive.
Yes. Let's see how y'all want to spell it. Spell it however it sounds. Biz Naive.
Biz Naive?
Spell it.
Biz Naive.
Get on your Biz Naive, okay?
All right, in the episode, y'all can follow us at Growing Pains Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Let a friend know. Tell your mama, tell your auntie.
Tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tell that person you is laying up next by. I see you on that camera right now. You know what I'm saying?
Support.
And we out. Oh, wait, let them know where they can find us real quick. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Follow Yanni Bratcher, my personal, and then follow my Christian streetwear brand, Wise Label.
She took her time with
that. Because you don't know about to make me stutter.
She said, follow Roy Trevion, and you can follow my creative agency at Roy T Made It. Let's get it.
And follow my brand at Jael Official, and my personal at I Am Jada Ellis.
Period.
We out. Let's
go. Bye, y'all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor.
That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.